This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, celebrating National Puppy Day and inspiration from a pet fashionista. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Email us at doggydivashow@aol.com. That's doggydivashow@aol.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. I am here with Monica Layton, president of Professional Pet Sitting, and with our Pet Tip of the Week. And it's a very special day today, Monica. Can you tell us about it?
Today is National Puppy Day. We all love our puppies. I know there is nothing more exciting to me than checking my Instagram and seeing all these like cute little puppy videos to put a smile on my face. So some tips in bringing home a new puppy to the household. One, you know, prepare the family, you know, make sure each dog has their own space, you know, make sure that if you have any existing pets, bring them along, let them meet the new puppy outside of the house. That way it's not a, you know, territorial thing, because of course, when they get home, that puppy is going to need a little bit of space. So, you know, your established pets are going to have to give up a little bit of territory. So having a meeting, you know, someplace else that isn't in the house will kind of break that meeting up a little bit. And also for puppies in general, so many dogs, unfortunately, get given up to a shelter or rescue or get put to sleep because of behavioral issues. So I always tell everybody, when you have a puppy, that is the time to work with a trainer, to, you know, spend the money, because training a dog is, you know, it's gold. It really is. You're going to have that dog for a long time. And the better behaved that dog is, the better it's going to acclimate in your family, the more places you're going to be able to bring it. Make sure you try to socialize your pet at a young age. That way, you know, it's good with other animals, and do things to kind of desensitize the pets. There's so many that come in to vet's offices. And if you have to, let's say the dog gets an ear infection or it has an eye problem or you just need the toenails clipped, a lot of them, you know, it's so foreign and it's done so infrequent that it becomes a very scary thing. And, you know, you get that fight or flight response when it's scary. So they either take off or they get nippy or they, you know, just don't like the experience. So I always tell people who have puppies, you know, mess with their feet all the time. You can get a little nail file and just kind of try to file the nails just to get them used to doing the nails if there's not enough to clip. Same thing with the eyes. Rub the eyes, clean the eyes. And even if there is absolutely nothing dirty about the eyes whatsoever, still, you know, take a little piece of cotton and just rub it along the bottom of the eyelid, things of that nature, just as if you were going to clean it off and get them used to it. You know, lift up their ears and have them used to, you know, if you were going to put something by the ears and put it in the ear canal. Get them used to all those little things that later, if it's foreign to them, they don't, you know, react so harshly. And routines, when it comes to pet training, you know, always stay with the same routine if you can, especially with potty training. You know, same time, all the time, a regular schedule, you know, great positive rewards, special treats that are only given when you're doing training things. And remember, when you do train, yeah, a puppy's like a kid. They have a short time frame where they're going to be attentive. So work with them frequently, but in short doses. Don't, you know, oh, I'm going to take this afternoon and, you know, teach Rover to sit. Well, it's probably not going to happen in one afternoon, but maybe 2 to 3 times throughout that day, you spend 10 minutes working with Rover, you know, teaching a command. And there's a lot of great books out there, lots of things that can help people. I personally like the clickers. I use clickers with my guys when we do training stuff, special positive treats, things of that nature. But all of those things combined will make your, you know, puppy experience so much better. It'll make them, you know, just happier pets overall, and they'll acclimate into the family and become a member of the family.
Well, it's interesting because I tend to adopt seniors, and I've had a couple of puppies who came into my life as fosters. One's been there 14 years, and the other one, she's going on her 5th birthday. So what I had to learn was to obviously train them. And when you train them early, you, like you said, Monica, it can change a lot. And they have kind of a short attention span. So if you do it in spurts and like little bite-sized training, it's wonderful. And they learn and they're great. My ones that I got as puppies did great at learning early. My ones that I got as seniors did great learning when I adopted them. But I'm telling you, to get a puppy, you have to be... prepare your family, because it's like having a child in the house. They demand a lot of attention, but they are so much fun. So thank you so very much.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Hello, everyone. Miss Olive and Sophia the Doggy Diva want to thank you for your amazing response to their special book, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home. And they want to let you know that Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home is now available in both hardcover and softcover, and that's at Amazon.com. As Miss Olive says, woohoo, yippee! Thank you, everyone. Coming up, have you ever met a fashionable pug? You can hear about one next.
DGP is an all-natural formula proven to help aging pets with joint and mobility problems. It goes to work quickly, providing vital nutrients to the joints while reversing the effects of age. Some people see results in as little as 7 days. Don't let your dog struggle another day. Call 800-521-0543 or visit dgpforpets.com and enter the code DOGGY, that's D-O-G-G-Y, for 25% off your first order and free shipping.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Today, we welcome back award-winning author Lauren Darr, who has been a pug-loving pet fashionista since childhood. Lauren has been named PAWER, P-A-W-E-R, Woman by Fidos of Reality blog, and was a 2015 and 2016 finalist for Pet Industry Woman of the Year, and in 2018 was named Pet Age Woman of Influence. So here today, we are welcoming back Lauren to talk about her new book, her latest book, Pug Tootie and the Smoke and Tail. And welcome back, Lauren.
Well, thanks for having me again. I love always being on your show.
Oh, we love having you. And as we always say, you're like a sister from another mother, because we go back to our childhood and our obsession with pets. And I think it carried into adulthood.
I agree.
Well, Lauren, you're so accomplished in the pet fashion industry, and your beloved Pug Tootie served as your inspiration. Can you tell the listeners about yourself? Because you really are a woman of influence in the pet fashion industry.
I founded the Pet Fashion Guild about 6 years ago, and that was inspired by my Pug Tootie from childhood, my first rescue pug, as we've said before rescue was a word and became cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to dress her and play with her, and I know how close bonds and connections can be between humans and their pets through pet fashion, and that was the inspiration for the Pet Fashion Guild. And then I have Left Paw Press, where we publish books like Pug Tootie and the Smoking Tail.
You have like a lot of books that are out there. First off, can you tell the listeners about Tootie?
Sure. I was probably around 5-ish years old, and we went to get Tootie. She was at my aunt's house, and she worked at a vet as an assistant, and a breeder had just dropped her off and left her. So they didn't know what to do with her. She took her to take care of her for the weekend, and Tootie kind of snuggled up over to me in a corner, and it was love at first sight. And my parents knew that we were not leaving that house without that dog. And she was my best friend for many years. She passed away at the age of 15, so many, many years later.
Yeah, she lived a very full and exciting life. And we first learned about her and your basic pug obsession and your and on your way to being a fashionista in your first book, which is an award-winning book, Lipstick on a Pug. And you now have a new book out, Pug Tootie with the Smoking Tail. Can you tell us a little bit about your first one and going into your second one here?
Sure. Lipstick on a Pug talks about how when I was little, I would dress up Tootie. I wasn't into dolls and things like that. I had my dog, and I would dress her up and put clippy earrings on her, and I even took my grandmother's lipstick and smeared that on Tootie at one point in time, and that was the inspiration for Lipstick on a Pug, and I know that you can relate to that story yourself.
Totally.
And then Pug Tootie and the Smoking Tail is a bit later in her life. It was a really funny story. It's one of my funniest fun memories from childhood of Tootie and of my dad. And it goes into how she always liked to go to a heat source, whether it was a sunshine or a radiator or whatever. She got a little too close to a fireplace and ended up with a smoking tail as a result.
Now, you know, and I have to tell you that this was such a beautiful tribute to your dad in the book. It was a wonderful tribute. And, you know, you could see your dad and the relationship with the dog and with you throughout the book. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
My dad is a big part of this book because he's the one that, you know, when we started smelling something funny in the air and didn't know what it was, he's the one that realized that Tootie was smoking and was chasing her around. And is one of those people that, you know, kind of was a laid back, slow, kind of casual fellow. And to see him jump up running around the house after this dog, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. And I will never forget that memory burned into me. So when he was diagnosed with cancer, and he went within just a few months of the diagnosis, but Zachary and I would travel to Indiana on a regular basis to see him. And we were reminiscing about how he was talking about how I was crazy about dogs and things like that. And this story just came up, and we were laughing so hard that we cried. And Zachary, my son, was there. And he said, "You have to put that one in a book, Mom. That's one of the best stories." So just him running around the house chasing after that dog. He said some more choice words than what's in the children's book, but of course,
as moms and dads do.
So Zachary said, "Let's you should do a real version," and I said, "I don't think that would pass the children's market." So.
But, you know, seeing him run around, you know, your illustrator portrayed that with the look on his face and the fact that he was running around. And you know, we've talked about your dad before. And you did say he's kind of a laid back guy. But in this book, he was like, ah, he reminded me of one of those parents that was just like, I got to get to the source. I got to get to the problem. And he was like running. His face was priceless to look at that in the book. So your illustrator did a wonderful job. And you did a fabulous job telling the story. It was really, really cute. I loved it.
Oh, well, thank you. And I do love the illustrator that we have. We first encountered him when we did a book for Zachary. He actually went through the illustrator's portfolios and picked this person out. He goes by Nuno. And he did Zachary's children's books that are based on his racing. And I've just loved his work so much that we've done several books together since then, just because he does such a fantastic job.
Well, I do want to talk, speaking of fantastic jobs and books, you did have a book about your current fabulously fashionable pug, Bella, at the belly rubs.
Yes.
That was so cute, too. I love that. And speaking of Bella, how is Bella doing? She's like Zachary's pit dog, pit. Like, because he's a racer. For those of you that don't know, why don't you tell us a little bit about Zachary? Because that is certainly, he has a story in his own, and he's also an author in his own right. But he's very, very successful.
Yeah, he is a race car driver, and he started out in go-karting. Then he went to half-scale NASCAR-style cars. And just last year, he started out, and he's in full-size stock cars and in what they call a late model car. So he's a couple steps away from getting into a NASCAR ride, and that fully is his intention. And he did pretty well last year in his rookie year. He got Sportsman of the Year, and they even voted him most popular driver.
Wow.
In his rookie year. Didn't make Rookie of the Year, but we are totally okay with that because the other rookie he was competing with had over 22 years experience in a late model. So we thought he did great. Came in fifth in points. And so he came out of the womb just wanting to race. And that's what he's doing.
And you guys are great, you know, racing parents. And I always said, when he gets to the Indy 500, I hope he remembers us here. And he you guys also have Bella with you. She comes to some of the races.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I just finished a book on Bella being the pit pet fashionista. But as you and I were talking before the show, the weather has not cooperated up here in the Midwest. And I have her new tutu that matches Zachary's new race suit. And we're trying to get photos done, and we can't get that done. But she's definitely a race dog. She loves going to the track. Of course, she gets a lot of attention and belly rubs, which is her thing.
And that's so funny. And she is a true fashionista. I mean, she's pug. She lives in pug world, but she is a truly fashionable pug. Speaking of fashion, you know, we can't go anywhere without getting into some of the books that you've written. And it's, you know, this is something for those of us who are currently in the pet or the pet fashion industry or who are looking to learn more about it and delve into it. But you have some books. You have the Pet Fashion Industry Patterns, which I absolutely love. And one that every year I get, it's like my Bible for a lot of stuff, which is this year, it's the 2019 Pet Business Marketing Almanac. Can you tell the listeners a little about that?
Pet Fashion Industry Patterns is a trend book, not fad, like what's cool and hip right now, but trends overall for the long term, so that anyone interested in the pet fashion industry could go to that and seek out different trends for writers. It could be a source for doing magazine articles or something like that. But for pet fashion designers, it could give them some ideas on how to expand their fashion lines so that they can continue to prosper and grow. And then the Pet Fashion Business Almanac that we come out with each year is more of a marketing tool, so that has things like the pet holidays in it, which I know are probably the most popular thing aside from the pet business horoscope that Ellen Zucker does. But those, it's a tool to help with your day-to-day and month-to-month marketing. And it doesn't necessarily just have to be for pet people or pet industry. A lot of industries could use a lot of the holidays that are in there.
I know for myself, we do with Olive is at least 3 times a week we send out her Facebook updates. And we use, you know, this is like what I put. I put it in the beginning of the month and I have it in my calendar and I have all of these dates in there just so that I know. I refer to it all the time ever since you started this. So I really appreciate it. And in the pet fashion industry patterns, that's like a timeless book because it appeals to just in general, the business, the industry, or even if you're just looking to learn more about it. I mean, I think that it's, and the way you have those little, you know, like the little pop-ups on the different pages, like there's just little bits of history and little bits of fashion history and little bits of animal history that people learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I wanted many years to come. And that was the reason that it's more overall long-term strategic trends versus a fad that's just happening right now.
Absolutely. And that's so important when people are in business or you want to be relevant, you need something that's timeless. So that's very, very important. And when you're out there, when you're trying to be relevant and when you're trying to stay relevant, you need to be calm. So I have to let everybody know about your Dala books. They're so great for relieving stress. I know that I have a ton of them, and my husband had bought me the colored pencils and some other like colored, like almost like inks that I use. I love them. I bring out a cup of tea. I put on my little classical light music, and the dogs and I sit there and we chill. And I got to tell you, you have a ton of them available now.
Yeah, absolutely. We do. It ranges from dogs to owls to the pugs, which Pug Doll was the start of it all, and zebras, unicorns.
I know.
we cover the alphabet.
It's great. And it's, you even have ferret. But I mean, it's like, There's the pictures themselves are very soothing the way that you go through it. And there's also like a little mantra. I use it for relieving stress. Plus, I've given them out as gifts. I love them. And the people who receive them love them too, because sometimes it's something that you don't think of, adult coloring books. And that's kind of like what it is. And another thing I want to talk about is you have a number of like fairy tales.
Yes, the Pug Fairy Tale series. Mm-hmm. Our latest one was Pugnocchio.
I know.
And those started out with Zachary years ago when he was little. We would just put the names of our dogs in some rhymes, like Mother Goose rhymes and things like that. And that's kind of how it started out, was just taking these classic fairy tales and adapting them to having pugs in them instead, like Beauty and the Pug or Pugnocchio.
For people who have children, I think that that's a wonderful thing. But I think adults love that stuff too. I mean, it's very creative and it's very fun. So what do you have coming up next?
I actually have finally finished something I've been working on for over 5 years.
Wow.
And it will finally go to get published the end of this month, beginning of April. And that's a 7-book set that has the 7 dog groups, and it has over 200 dog breeds. So it has illustrations in the 2 poses that they would teach you in a fashion school to use for when you're illustrating your designs on a dog. And then it has things in there like rating scales on their coat thickness or their size, things like that that would help a designer. And then I've written up, I think it's about 46,000 words for the total 7 books.
Wow. And I mean, and it's broken down like in toy breed, non-sporting breed, sporting breed.
Yes.
So, I mean, these are all so relevant to what people are doing if they're, you know, if they need them for pet fashion illustrations, the way the dogs are. I mean, this is like a really cutting edge idea.
Yes. And so the write-ups are, what do you need to consider? And it's specific to that breed. like, you know, for example, a pug. And sorry to keep bringing up pugs, but they're what I know. But they're
you're like a pug addict.
I know. I've got to get a cure for that.
I'm a hound addict.
But they're broad chested, and that's one of those things that a designer needs to take into consideration. Or a dachshund, they would be a little bit of a longer dog. So that's something if you're making a design, you need to consider those kinds of things. So all of the write-ups are very specific to each breed, and each breed has a spread. One side has the illustration and the other side has the rating scales and the write-up on what to consider.
When will these be available?
Starting in April. Ooh. The first one, the toy group, will come out, and then we'll release one every month thereafter till they're fully released. I think probably in October, the full
set.
That's
great. And there's seven of them. So that's really great. And it's very helpful. Again, you know, you're so well established and well recognized in the pet fashion world, you know, as well as, you know, writing some, you know, great books and also very heartwarming and heartfelt books. You do a lot in the pet fashion world that helps to, you know, give people who are either looking to get into the profession or are in the profession kind of like enhancing what they know. So these are like great things from someone who is such a pet fashionista herself. I think if you say pet fashionista, your name pops up. Well, Lauren, as always, it's wonderful having you on. And can you tell the listeners where to go to learn more about you and all of the fabulous books that you have?
Sure. For the books, they can go to leftpawpress.com. And for the Pet Fashion Guild, it's petfashionguild.com. And before we get out of here, I want to give you I wish I was there to give you a big hug and a congratulations, but congratulations on being Children's Book of the Year with your book.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It was a wonderful event, wonderful evening, and everyone affiliated with it are such good people, and everyone had that same thing in common. It's, you know, the dog and what's going on. It was just a wonderful, wonderful evening. I thank you so much.
You're welcome. I cried when I read it, and I totally related to it, and I think everybody should go out and get a copy.
And that's Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home. I really want to thank you for being my guest today. And you know what? I also want to thank you because what you've done is, and it's really cool to know someone like this because there's a lot of people involved in this aspect. There's a lot of people involved in that aspect. But what you've done is you've brought pet fashion and pet rescue together, highlighting that strong bond between humans and their pets. And you know what? It's okay if you want to dress your pet up. It's okay if you don't want to dress your pet up. It's what you've done is you've sort of brought that all together and made it okay for all of us. And here I am, just like you, dressed my dogs up years ago, you know, when, and now here I am years later, and I'm looking at Olive. She's in her dress right now with her necklace. So Chuck's laughing, going, yes, she is. So I want to thank you for that. And thank you for all that you've brought to the pet fashion world and to the wonderful books that you write. They're very inspirational.
Well, thank you very much. That's my mission accomplished, I guess.
Yeah, and we'll have to have you back on to talk about your next series, the 7 series. That's going to be a great one, so I can't wait to see it.
Okay, I would love that.
Awesome. And I thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, thanks. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hey, everyone. Michelle Fern here. I just want to tell you about a personalized dog food that I discovered called Puppo. What Puppo does is they take personalized nutritional needs for your pooch and prepare food that's specific to your dog. They consider the age of the dog, size, any special needs, any special sensitivities, whether they have allergies to, you know, wheat or corn or soy, their weight, whether they need dietary food, and their flavor preferences, and they create a special dog food just for your dog. How great is this? And we have a special offer so you can try it too. I've tried it with Mr. Z and he loves it, and he is finicky and picky, and he didn't love the super expensive dog food that we were trying, so I thought I need to try Puppo, and I'm so glad I did. Now we have a great offer for you. Just go to pupo.com, that's PUPPO.com/PetLifeRadio, and you will get 14 days of personalized dog food delivered for $9. That's pupo.com/PetLifeRadio, and you'll get 14 days of personalized dog food delivered for $9.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.